Crop producers have marketing options to sell grain. Different prices and distances from storage to market affects the bottom line on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Farmers have many choices of where to sell their grain. However, selling at the highest price isn't always the most profitable option. The costs associated with getting that commodity to market should also be factored in. Kelvin Leibold is an area farm management field specialist with Iowa State University. He says ownership costs of the grain truck include depreciation, interest, insurance, and licenses. The operating costs include fuel, repairs, maintenance, tires, and labor. It adds up together as total costs, which can vary depending on where you take the grain.
If you're 5 miles outside of an ethanol plant, your market is pretty well determined where you're going to deliver that corn. On the other hand, if you're looking at 35 to 45 miles to deliver beans to a bean processing plant, then you might be running those numbers a little closer.
During the harvest season, you might compromise extra hauling time if it is more than offset by unloading time. The truck could sit in line for several hours waiting to unload, and you're paying for labor. Leibold says Iowa State's Ag Decision Maker website can help you crunch the numbers.
We have an Excel spreadsheet that's called our Grain Transportation Cost Calculator, and that'll help you figure out the operating costs. We also have a grain bid price comparison spreadsheet, and they can use that to think about where they might deliver to different buyers. And that looks at the transportation costs and the grain bids.
I'm Jody Henke. Download the Grain Transportation Cost Calculator and the Grain Bid Price Comparison Tool at agriculture.com.